Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please amplify our efforts several times over and get people to go with you to vote. Or if you're voting by mail, multiply your efforts. It's all hands on deck time. Hey, this economy someday is going to crash. And if this administration has its way, it'll happen before the election that they're having trouble stealing. They want to throw us into such chaos, it's unbelievable. And by the way, if you've not caught what we've done earlier, yeah, we're going to add to it. But if you think that weather war weapons are just an imagination and science fiction, yeah, think again. We've documented it pretty well today, but we're not done documenting. We're going to go into it a little bit more tomorrow, leaving no doubt as to what's going on. The next hurricane coming through, well, we'll look at some disruptions there too, but this is going to have economic devastation across the United States. And even if we get through this, you still have the dock strike that'll come back in full force in January. They delayed it so it didn't affect Kamala's real, well, what should I say, election chances. That's what's behind it. Now, let's get down to the brass tacks here. The banks can take your money. Dodd-Frank 2010, you're an unsecured creditor. Okay. Also, too, that means they can gobble up your retirement at the same time. Why would you leave your retirement in the bank when you know they can steal it? Take it out of the bank. Noble Gold will help you do this, and you back it up with gold. Gold's an appreciating asset. The dollar is failing. What's the smarter choice here? You control it, and it's an appreciating asset. Easy choice, right? Same thing can be done with your bank account. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. There are no guarantees. We agree. We agree with that. But I'm a repetitive customer. I've been advertising for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven multiple times over. I like buying the silver coins. I like the gold coins. I like the bullion. I do the whole thing. I fully diversify. And the last thing I put my faith in is large amounts of cash. I'm sorry. I love the dollar. I wish it'd succeed, but it's not. I'm helping you save your future. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show told you to call. All right, we have interesting dilemma here. And I'm just going to walk you through with visuals. Now, if you're listening, you won't even know the difference. With regard to weather wars, and this isn't even all the material. I mean, I haven't even included weather wars treaties in the UN that started back in 1977. You can look it up. Just put it in and go to I don't know, anything. It's all over the place. But a lot of people don't want to believe me that I'm saying this hurricane, Helene, was directed to just smash all property, force people out, drive the death toll up. And I know that's a controversial statement, but how else do you explain the other relief efforts from private where they were stopped? Not only were they stopped, we know from tracking and from a Coast Guard veteran who helped track that the stolen supplies meant for the people of North Carolina went to sanctuary cities for illegal aliens. I mean, I don't know how clear we have to make it, but let's get into, is there such a thing as weather war weapons? Yeah, there's earthquake weapons too. And I've talked about this, and now it's time to put some of the proof forward. It's too voluminous to put everything I have. I will go through and talk about other examples as we go through the week because there's another Helene coming. It's called Milton. And this is no coincidence, people. This is pre-election disruption of Republican areas. Okay, here we go. Devastating false flag event is coming our way. Look when I wrote this. December 21st, 2013. December 21st, 2013, 1043. Pretty simple, isn't it? There's your link. Okay, there's what they call the O25 technology abstract. This is an abstract from Air Force Owning the Weather 2025, which is just in a couple of months. Okay, so here's what it says. Technology abstract is submitted to the general public. Okay, now this was all they released. I had a whole lot more, but I went with this initially because it's safe and I don't end up getting thrown in jail for holding classified material. I go open source. And if someone publishes it somewhere, They can't say it's classified any longer. It's now open source material and they can't touch me. And I'm very, very, very careful about this. Okay. Now, distribution approved for public release. Okay. So this is even controversial. There's your document ID number. Abstract. Earthquake weapon description, ultrasonic or acoustic weaponry to destroy runways, buildings, bridges. Weapon will generate a very strong acoustic wave that causes structures to resonate, therefore destroying them. And this has the advantage of being a destructive force that is not designed to kill people. Bull crap. I know someone who was part of this, they quit because they wouldn't be a part of earthquake weapons that would kill civilian populations. So that's a lie. Okay, now this is all frequency based. And here you are right here, and I'll just leave it there for a second. You can certainly capture this. Okay, acoustic beams. Okay. So you're saying, well, Dave, you got a hurricane going on, not an earthquake. Well, if I told you they're earthquake weapons, that's less believable than weather weapons. So I'm starting from the most outrageous and working my way back. This is not outrageous. This is a fact. I know someone who is a signatory to this agreement. I know this inside and out. I know things that I still can't talk about. This link has now been scrubbed, even though you can say here, see here it was distributed for public review, but they didn't make it easy to find. I want to make that clear. It's called hiding in plain sight. Okay, so they have earthquake weapons. And I have tons of documentation behind this, but right there, you've seen the original release to the public from the Air Force. This is not controversial. What I'm giving you is public information directly from the Air Force. Okay. Is the U.S. under attack from manufactured weather events? Okay. And you can see the title I had right here. Okay. I published this on September 2nd, 2017. So the first article is 12 years old. This is over 7 years old. Okay. Dane Wigington, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing a few times, love Dane and his work. And that guy's a hardcore researcher. And when Dane says something, take it to the bank. But anyway, geoengineeringwatch.org, we were talking about Hurricane Harvey. Do you remember that during that year? Is the latest example of covert weather warfare being waged completely on unsuspecting populations, increasing climate cataclysms. They're being orchestrated and manipulated by an ever more desperate and aggressive global power structure, rapidly accelerate climate and biosphere collapse. Okay, and this is what they're moving towards. And Dane goes on to say in this quote, it is here now. Climate engineering is further fueling the unraveling of the remaining web of life on our once evolving planet. Eventually, they're going to use geoengineering, according to Dane, to wipe the majority of humans out. And they're just conveniently using this to call it climate change. And they're blaming it on things that are weather phenomena that preexisted the industrial age. That's what's a joke. Okay, now. Air Force owning the weather 2025 as a force multiplier. Okay, so they cross over into weather weapons, not just earthquake weapons. And I note here, I review here the enact earthquakes. Look at this, hurricanes and other weather phenomena to bring part of any country to its knees. This is from the document. This is what I just quoted to you in the previous article. And I'm reviewing this here for my audience. And then I get into some history here that you've heard me talk about here. Okay. A review of Nick Begich's work on weather modification provides undeniable proof that the technology exists and has been patented and is hiding in plain view. In his book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, remember I just cited that this morning. Okay. Begich presents 12 patents that prove the Air Force has the capability to alter weather systems. The 12 patents listed in Begich's book described as ideas which were originally controlled by ARCO Power Technology and a subsidiary of Atlantic Richfield, one of the biggest oil companies in the world. APTI, which is the ARCO, was the contractor that built the HARP facility, an array of antenna that sends beams up to the ionosphere, affects the jet stream, moves it, and this is in real layman and rough terms, general terms, is how they manipulate weather systems. And they often are real good at combining weather systems to make them not into hurricanes, but supercanes, like we're seeing with Milton. 200 mile an hour winds. It's a category five. This is really, really bad. Closing in on Florida as we speak. And let's go a little further here. The patents and second phase construction to E Systems in June 1994. E Systems is one of the biggest intelligence contractors in the world to work for CIA defense organizations and others. $1.8 billion of their annual sales are to these organizations, $800 million for black projects. These projects are so secret, even US Congress isn't told how the money is being spent. And, we have what, how much billions missing from the Pentagon budget? In 1994, Raytheon was listed as number 42 on the Fortune 500 companies. Raytheon has thousands of patents. Now, I'm going to give you some real hardcore proof here that I lifted out of Nick and his book. Just borrowed part of it here. There are 12. 12 patents are the backbone of HAARP and are now buried among the thousands of others held in the name of Raytheon and Bernard Eastland's U.S. patent number 4,686,605. And the title of this patent is Method and Apparatus for Altering a Region in the Earth's Atmosphere, Ionosphere, or Magnetosphere. And it was sealed for a year under the secrecy order on October 2nd, 1992. The Wall Street Journal reported that a Russian company, Elate Intelligent Technologies, has weather equipment for sale, uses the advertising slogan of weather made to order. Igor Pirogov, the director of the company, said Elate is capable of fine-tuning weather patterns over a 200 square mile area for as little as US$200 per day. This is back in the 90s, 30 years ago. It says that the Russians and the Chinese were in on this too. They don't mention that here, but I know the Chinese were part of this to aid Malaysia to create a typhoon to dissipate a pall of smoke that hung over the country and still does, caused by the burning large sections of rainforest in Indonesia and Sumatra. To quote the article, person's name, last name Ding, Malaysia's Minister for Science and Technology at the time and Environment, said his country would use special technology to create an artificial cyclone to clean the air. So when I said that this morning, I wasn't just talking off the top of my head and making stuff up. It's right here. It's very well documented, and it's part of the patent process. Now, this is something that you can take to the bank. This is irrefutable proof of what we're talking about. Earthquake weapons, something really bad, the hurricanes. And by the way, there's three more out in the Atlantic. You can believe in coincidences all you want, but Milton is unprecedented, particularly for this time of year. Unprecedented. Never had one like it before. And then there are more that are coming in. And isn't it interesting that the damage being done are to GOP dominant areas in predominantly red states, or in North Carolina's case, a swing state, but it's wiping out GOP. I don't know how to make this any more clear than what I'm making it. And I've got more. If you go to Wikipedia, which, colleges, universities, we used to tell our students, do not cite Wikipedia. But even they have a UN weather war treaty among nations where they say you can't wage weather wars against each other. But it does not prohibit the domestic use of weather wars. And how would you prove it? I think it'd be very, very difficult to prove. Folks, this is what the Biden-Harris administration is doing to you to swing election results, make their donors with lithium mines happy. They're going to basically bulldoze everything in Chimney Rock. And oh, Chimney Rock and that whole area surrounding it to nearby towns. I covered what that was about in the previous segment, in which I said, here it is. It's all about lithium. They're going to bulldoze everything. They're bulldozing over bodies, which is so reprehensible. They're bulldozing property. They're letting people die because dead relatives inherit the properties. I mean, live relatives inherit the properties of dead relatives. Where have we seen that before? Oh, yeah, that beautiful place on Maui called Lahaina. This is Lahaina part two. Make no mistake about it. I am not wrong on this. I'm 100% correct. And this can be proven in court. There's no two ways about it because the government's own documents speak against them in this. They're just banking on the fact that someone like me, and I'm not bragging, but someone like me going back to 2013, over 11 years ago, would have the basis to come out with this. So when I've referred to these weapons all the way through this North Carolina fiasco and the coming fiasco, we ain't out of the woods, folks. Here comes more. And FEMA said no money because they gave it to illegals. No supplies because they're confiscating private relief efforts and giving it to the illegals. We're in a world of hurt. And you have to ask yourself, how long are you willing to put up with this bullshit? It's funny. Trump says we can't take 4 more years of Kamala. We can't take 4 months of her. I'm being serious. She and her husband are profiting from what's going on in North Carolina. I traced that in the last publication we made. You need to go back and look at it. Case closed. What are we going to do about it? Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.